to this week's episode of Never Thought I'd Say This.
Hi.
Holy shit.
It's like a lot. I know.
I never thought I'd say this. We're in the middle of a pandemic.
Yep.
Like the ultimate, I never thought I'd say this.
Yeah. Although, you know what's weird?
Hmm.
I remember 3 years ago, probably, sitting out in the back of your house, hanging out, like, and you had watched a Vice episode, I think, and talked to me about the fact that the pandemic was inevitable because of, travel the way it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I did. I should have remembered that episode a little more.
It stuck with me. And then when this started happening, I was
you know, it was interesting too, because not long before this all happened, I had watched, there's a documentary on Netflix called Pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Netflix or HBO, one of the two. Anyway, I watched it several weeks ago and I was like, oh wow, this is really fucked. And then here we are.
Really fucked.
Yeah. By the way, we bypassed introductions. It's just all, it's all gone out
the window. Who are you again? I haven't seen you in a while.
I know. we're at least 6 feet across the table from each other right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would like you to know that we have braved the rain, the COVID-19, and we're here bringing you an episode.
But we're in your house. Distancing. You've been braved fucking anything. Me and Emily have taken our lives in our own hands.
I haven't left my house in 4 fucking days. Like, thank God you guys showed up because I had to shower.
I know.
Where I've gotten.
I told you. I said this morning, I was like, I don't think I heard from Jody yesterday. That means she hasn't left her house in probably like 4 days.
Okay. So. But you know what's really sad? This is my normal behavior, like, outside of a quarantine.
I know.
I'm like, nothing's really that drastic for me. But I haven't gone outside. I mean, I've been reading the news, but I haven't, like, seen what... Today is March 16th.
Yeah.
And
we're bypassing episodes that we've actually already done.
We decided to do an episode.
We will have out-of-order episodes at some point, COVID. Guys, so hang in with us.
Right, but we thought this was important to... Yeah. Talk about on so many levels. But yeah, March 16th today, and today is the first day, I believe, that all restaurants and bars and
schools,
LAUSD is out. All of that is closed. Mm-hmm. So I haven't been out to see what it's like. All I know is when I woke up this morning, it was incredibly quiet.
Yeah.
Like, I am actually amazed right now that I hear, of course.
Yeah, we
hear. There's one.
Someone's mowing their fucking lawn in the middle of the goddamn pandemic. Like, leave it alone. Pandemic.
But, like, right. No one cares about your grass.
Right.
I don't care about your leaves on your lawn right now.
I mean, I care about certain grass right now, but not that kind. I need all the cannabis to keep me fucking calm.
Oh, the cannabis. Oh, got that it. I thought you were talking about because waxing salons are closed right now.
Oh.
Well, because you were like, all the grass. And I was like, oh, do you need a little hedge trimming? I don't know. That's
good. Good God.
I don't know. That's
first
what I thought.
First of all, I did that before we got into quarantine.
I've been inside too long.
I'm pretty sure I texted you and said that I was getting waxed before we were told that we couldn't do that anymore because priorities.
I did actually
make that a priority. Nobody wants to have a homeless vagina in the middle of a pandemic. I'm just saying.
No. Kay? Very true. Very
Take
true.
Take care of your shit.
How many things do you think were... I know. Why am I standing here holding my glasses?
I don't know.
Because I'm talking...
How many things are going to get cut out of this episode? Is that what you're going to ask?
Well, there's that. No, I was going to say, I wonder how many stupid things I'm going to say that at the end of the show, I'm going to go, Emily, we have to cut that out. Don't make
First of all, I just want everyone to know that this pandemic is... I'm going to be fat. Because all I've done
I'm
is
so,
stressing.
Yeah. Just, I've eaten all of my supply foods in like over the weekend. And the kids aren't even here. That's the sad part. The kids are with their dads this weekend. I'm just here getting fat.
Oh.
And this is how I've spent the pandemic. I've gained the COVID-19. Like, I've gained 19 pounds.
19 pounds, so to the freshman 5, it is the COVID-19 pounds.
Yeah.
I'm also edging up on becoming an alcoholic just from the last 4 days.
There you go. That's a plus. That's a great. I wonder how many people's alcoholism is just going to spike over the next
I don't really drink. First of all, I might still be drunk right now
hope so because I've been waiting for an episode with a drunk co-host. If there is a time to do it, it is now. The next 2 weeks, I feel like nothing fucking matters.
Okay,
look at this show. We've gone off the rails. I don't even know what's happening.
I don't either, but I will tell you this. First of all, I honestly, honest to God, I'm not lying. I probably am a little drunk. I've been drinking. nonstop since Friday.
This is amazing.
And
if you really want to know just how far the wheels have come off on this show, Celia Behar is drunk.
I'm pretty close. I'm pretty drunk. I drank a lot yesterday, and this was the funniest thing. I went to the store because I went on a mission to find things for Bloody Marys, because that was a priority. Because
that's important in a fucking pandemic.
Hold on.
You needed to go expose yourself yes. for Bloody Mary. Jesus.
I was looking for Bloody Mary mix, and I was looking for Clamato juice. And I want you to know that there was only...
Clamato juice, just the...
Picante. Well, the only the picante was there.
Clamato. No.
So I couldn't get the regular kind.
I like clams. I like autos. I don't like clamatos.
Well, you know what? It's a pandemic. You just got to make do.
Fuck it. Yeah.
So first of all, no more Bloody Mary mix. It was all fucking sold out.
I'm amazed that there's still alcohol on the shelves.
Oh, people are stupid. I don't know why they're not buying that up in bulk. I think that's my next mission, because clearly I'm just going to be drunk through this whole thing.
Well, also, can't you make hand sanitizer out of like Everclear?
Yes.
But you don't even have to do anything to it. You just pour it on your hands and your skin actually boils off.
Did another mission and found the cheapest vodka there was just for that purpose.
Well, that'll kill anything.
So I did, yeah. I feel like what I'm really trying to do is kill the virus from the inside. I'm just pouring alcohol into me.
Well, how else would you kill it?
No, I mean with the alcohol. You know, if I feel like if I ferment myself
You're hand sanitizing from the inside out.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. I'm sweating out whiskey right now, by the way.
I ran out of hand sanitizer. I thought if I just drank enough and sweated out the alcohol, it would have the same effect.
Honest to God, I am sweating out whiskey right now. You're happy that you're 6 feet away from me, because I can smell it here.
This is what I have to... That's all right. I've just showered myself after 4 days.
Well, I showered, but I was probably a little drunk then, too. This is what I'm saying.
Emily's just sitting with the headphones on, like, laughing, like, oh, my God. I braved death for this.
Yeah, she smelled my coffee to see if I spiked it.
She just blew her arm actually, is what she did.
I didn't.
She licked it.
I haven't actually had anything to drink today. I'm still drunk a little bit from yesterday. But this is what I was going to say.
24 hours at one day at a time.
In the pandemic, while I'm standing there looking at my choices of what I can get for Bloody Mary, there are two couples next to me having a conversation about whether or not they want, how to make a Bloody Mary. Do they want to get the V8 that's left, which is low sodium, or do they go for the picante clamato juice? Because they too came to just get Bloody Mary mix. And I looked at them and I said, so this is where we're all at, right? We're just all here for the, they were like, I didn't think it was going to be this sold out. Like everybody, you know, and I was like, yeah, because just day drink at this point. I mean, I'm sorry that you can't, I will drink for you. How's that?
Great. Okay. Please do.
I'll just stay drunk for both of us. Yeah.
No, this is, this is weird.
I know.
This is really, this is unprecedented. This is, you know, I mean, I can't imagine right now, and I'm really grateful, but I know that there's probably a lot of our listeners out there who are struggling right now because they have to, you know, you can't work.
I know.
And so
I'm losing clients by the day, which I understand, because therapists are going to be cut. You need to save money.
Yeah.
It's a little scary for me.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what other people are going through.
I can't either, but
service worker, like people in restaurants and
service
bars,
industry, all of that. The one thing I have seen though, that gives me a little bit of heart, is that I've seen, like, you know, notes going around neighborhoods, and thank God for stuff like the Nextdoor app and
going shopping for the elderly.
Like people are, you know, as insane as the people that are buying 700 rolls of toilet paper are.
Guys, what's
like,
wrong with your butts?
Right?
Like, what's happening?
Like, at the height of, I mean, this isn't dysentery.
Is it anxiety poops? Because, like, seriously, get it together.
Right?
Like it's really a lot.
If at the end of this, I don't see some really gloriously decorated teepee houses after we've all come through this, I'm going to be fucking disappointed.
Like, I'm gonna do
if there is not just art installations happening with things made out, there better be so much goddamn paper mache in like a month.
Papier mache
at the end of this. Like some, I don't know what the hell you do with all the extra toilet paper, but like.
Stuff your bra.
If that's what you want to do. I thought you looked a little bigger today. But
it's just me being fat because I can't stop eating. I've made challahs. I brought you.
Oh, that's, I know.
There was two of them.
really been thinking about self-care recently.
Right. Well, we've got a lot of time to think about it.
We sure do. And we should also be taking really good care of ourselves. And I realized that something I don't pay enough attention to, my feet.
Yeah. You know, feet are kind of, they're the unsung heroes of the body. They kind of take a beating.
I mean, they're kind of the ones that, you know, keep all of your stuff together. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, yeah.
You're on your feet a lot. And I've been sitting down a little bit more than I usually do and had a good look at my cracked heels.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
Realized, yeah, I should be taking better care of my feet. And Barefoot Scientist helps you do that. And I love it. I have a whole bunch of it. Yeah. There is something called Clean Slate, one of their products. It's textured wipes. It's infused with essential oils. They smell delicious.
Ooh,
they
nice.
Moisturize. Yeah, they deep clean, moisturize your feet anytime, anywhere. Plus, they keep them really clean. So that's really nice.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? Coming up spring, summer, when you're wearing flip-flops a bunch, it's nice to
it's
be able to
totally
wipe your
true.
Feet down.
And ugh. I've been sending my kids out in the front of our house to play outside. And I will tell you that their shoes are very stinky. And a product called Twinkle Toes is amazing. Yeah. Odor eliminating, bacteria killing spray that's clinically proven to eliminate 99.8% of the bacteria that causes that funky odor that they bring inside with them.
Oof. Well, you know, I have kids that play sports, so
you definitely need it. Plus, all Barefoot Scientist products are hypoallergenic, dermatologist tested today, free of all kinds of things that I can't say, and they are also cruelty-free, so they are clearly going to be approved by moms for kids. I really, really like them. I got a bunch of products from them the other day. Barefoot Scientist has been amazing. They smell fantastic. They work so well. And I just feel like I'm finally taking care of my feet, which I probably should have been doing a long time ago.
Oh, I'm going to.
They're great.
Test this out myself.
Our listeners can also test it out. Right now, our listeners can get an exclusive 20% off of their first order at barefootscientist.com using the code SAYTHIS. And shipping is always free. That is barefootscientist.com and code SAYTHIS. Go and get all your foot care essentials right now at barefootscientist.com and enter promo code SAYTHIS at checkout for 20% off of your first order and free shipping.
For those of you that don't know, which probably everyone, because that's...
That I'm Jewish?
I think we all know that by now. No, but that Celia makes killer challah bread.
I do.
Like, it's so good.
The challah crack. That's what
we call it. Yeah, so she brought it over here, and now I have that to stuff in my face, along with the 7 boxes of Girl Scout cookies left that... Not boxes, rather. Cases.
Oh,
you're cases of
those.
Girl Scout cookies. They were still in my living room, because at the end of the season, B didn't have... That many left over. No, there's not 6 out there. There's maybe like 4.
I'll eat them.
But, yeah.
I'm just drunk enough.
Oh, it's... Yeah, thank God. Celia's going to be naked, just covered in Girl Scout cookies by the end of this episode.
Just smearing them on
just
me.
She's like, I'm fine, guys.
It's great. We also have candy that was just... Gemma, our fan...
Oh, my gosh. Gemma sent us the sweetest...
Huge care package.
Yeah, sweetest little care package to her P.O. box. And it was, like...
It's amazing.
It was for our anxiety episode, correct?
Yep.
It was a little care package for our anxiety episode, but it is now a perfect pandemic care package because it's face masks and
chocolate.
Coloring books and chocolate and cozy candles, socks and all this. Yeah.
It was awesome.
Who would
Thank
have thought
you.
That our anxiety would just dovetail so nicely in with the world ending? It's really, it's so complimentary.
My anxiety, I'm sure, and that's another thing. Obviously, my anxiety has been off the charts because of this.
It's weird. I go back and forth from everything's terrible to like, we're going to be okay. But again, I haven't left my house in 4 days, so that's really,
I'm
really happy in my bubble.
Yeah, I mean, that's the big thing about going out right now is definitely how nervous people are around you. Like,
I have allergies, so I'm terrified I'm going to cough or sneeze and like be burned at the stake publicly.
People are going to throw things.
They're
like,
going to
juice. They're going to douse you with tomato juice.
My worst fucking nightmare.
Picante.
Picante tomato.
Picante. Yeah, it's scary. I will also say that schools are out. We don't have our kids yet. Both of our exes have.
Yes, they're with their dads.
Their dad,
right now.
So it's,
I think that will definitely feel a lot more real too. Like having to actually school them at home to where it's not like just spring break. I say that now. It's not. It's going to be just spring break.
Oh, yeah.
But like trying to, you know, I have these great intentions.
I don't. I'm not even.
Let me have my delusions. Okay.
That's stupid.
I have some semblance of like a sort of schedule that I want to try and keep them on just because I know that like the wheels are going to fall off eventually. So I'm trying to start with some wheels on, even though they're maybe like mismatched wheels and, and have holes in them. And like,
I researched movies last night and was thinking to myself, how young is too young to watch Jaws? Like, what movies can I show them? Because I'm going to run out of things that are family appropriate that do I care? Can they watch Aliens? Is that okay?
Ways to go before you hit Jaws on like family appropriate.
But they're stuck with me and I want to watch things and I only have one TV. So
Jaws,
I think
though?
That they're going to, I don't know. Have you seen the meme
schedule?
Whole
things. No, I have a serious question about this.
Yeah.
Is Jaws like some, I know it's one of your,
it is. Yeah. It's my favorite.
I know
movie.
It's one of your favorite movies, but Jaws really?
No, I won't really show it to them.
Well, no. I'm confused that it's one of your favorite movies.
Oh, it is.
I don't care. We're going to need a bigger, we are definitely
going to
need a
bigger
boat. Fucking
boat. Uh-huh. It is one of my favorite movies. Do you want to know why? Do we talk about that real fast?
It does. This show is so, that has no direction in it right now. And
that
it's just
matter.
Free thought pandemic panic.
Well, it's my favorite
tell
movie.
Tell me about Jaws.
Because
distract me.
Okay. It was the first movie to break all the sort of horror movie rules that were set in place.
They kill the dog, they kill the kid.
In one scene, it happens very fast. And you never actually see the shark until the very end. So you're very, it's like, that just didn't happen. You're afraid of something that you never see, which by the way happened because they couldn't get it to work.
I know,
so
I was just going to say, it was probably because they couldn't get the stupid thing to work. So like, you know
that's
what?
Exactly what.
Great idea,
There's like two or three of Bruce, you know, that's what the shark is called. There's at least like two or three at the bottom of, you know, the ocean where they were filming because it kept fucking sinking. Like, there's things like that. It's just, I just think the performances are really great. It was just one of the most brilliant, you know, movies I think ever.
Well, now I know who not to go for my movie list for this pandemic.
I wouldn't come to me. Aliens is on there. Like, I'm how much can I scare the shit out of them? And then I'll be like, see, that was so scary. Everything else feels good now, right? You're fine.
That's great. That's really good.
I will say this. I know kids aren't really, you know, luckily kids aren't really at risk for getting
it's
this.
Not hitting them as, as terribly.
But I might hit them.
Disgusting.
That's my, I think they're at risk from being alone with me in a house for I actually had to call my ex because, you know, our schedule is not, we don't have 50-50. Usually, and when I knew that school was going to be canceled about 2 weeks
guess
ago.
Guess what?
Yeah, I said, hey, when school gets canceled, just as an FYI, you will be taking the kids, please, for half the week. Otherwise, we're not going to have any kids anymore.
Right, otherwise no one's going to school because we'll all be dead.
I'm
going to
fucking kill them. I was like, there won't be at risk from, you know, corona, but they will from me.
I see that happening already. And I'd be interested, I'll be interested to hear from our Never Nationers out there how you guys are handling handling the COVID-19 pandemic.
Are you drunk too?
I'm sure that they are, yes, I'm sure that they are, I'm sure the kids are, I'm sure everyone, the dog is, everyone's drunk, everyone's drinking right now with disgusting Picante Clamato Blame
It. I want the episode just to be called Picante Clamato.
Oh my god.
Shit. Okay, wait.
I'm not sure if you're drunk or I'm drunk, because I thought that was funny. And I think that's an indication something's wrong with me. I've been inside
too long. You've been inside too long.
That's exactly.
I'm just funny because you haven't seen anybody.
I've taken the trash out. I've gone out.
I'm funny by default.
I don't know why. I have this weird thing like sitting in my house. Like, I don't know if I'm like waiting for COVID-19 to be like, hello.
What?
Housekeeping? Like, I don't know. I feel like I'm waiting for it to arrive.
Like the Grim Reaper and
like a Family Guy episode that COVID-19 is just gonna come knocking at the door.
This isn't funny.
And
but it is.
And no, it's not.
No, but I know.
You know what I mean?
Can't
like
laugh.
That's But that's the, oh, but I, like I said, just cancel the whole episode if there's going to be something offensive, because it's.
How many horrific things have I sent you via text that look like you're opening up something about COVID-19?
I have seen that big giant wiener so many times, Celia.
Have you seen it now?
Every time.
Wait, have you seen the newest one where the wiener has a mask on and so does he?
No, that's amazing.
Because everyone sent it around so many times.
Oh my God.
That now he's
that's
got a mask
so
on.
Great. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you're lucky. If you do,
I'd post it, but I can't.
It's the thing where, you know, somebody sends you like a link and it's like, oh my gosh, did you see they're closing this or doing that? And you click on it and then it's a picture of a big dude with a big wiener just naked. And I'm like, oh, really?
What did I send you yesterday? I sent you a really good one yesterday.
I don't even remember.
Yesterday was when it's like, look what's happening at local stores, and it's a video and you press it. It looks like it's like lines of people. And you press it, and then it opens up to a butthole.
Oh, yeah, but yeah, I got that. It was a butthole.
And then you just wrote me back, and you were like, you're really having way too much fun with
this is...
See, but I was drunk, so I...
You know what? Now the butthole and the wiener text make so much more sense. All coming together.
I've 100% been drunk since Friday. It's not... I dropped the kids off and started drinking. That was just... I was like, this is my plan. I mean, it's working for me so far.
It's interesting, though, talking about, like, anxiety and stuff. Like, it keeps setting in waves for me.
Yes.
Thank God that it all hasn't arrived at once. but it, you know, I think that's sort of what's happening for all of us. You know, for a long time, it was this thing happening overseas, far away. Like, right. Oh, that's so sad. Oh, my God, look at in China. No one's leaving their house. Then it happens, you know, and as it's gotten closer, things are closed and now schools are closed and now we're all inside and now we don't go out, or that's just me. But like with each step, it's this weird, inevitable reality.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, like watching that Vice News article, watching Pandemic, reading a bunch of articles about it, which I'm trying not to do. I'm also trying to balance it out with a healthy dose of, you know, cute puppy videos and Cats, the movie on Netflix.
Movie.
I know.
God.
What's happened to me?
I don't know.
This is how we know it's the end times.
I'm watching a fucking cat movie. Yeah, Jesus.
And they were kind of cute.
Uh-huh. Hey, my three-legged cat, you think he's cute.
Yeah, he's all right.
George is cute. No tail.
He's cute because he's stupid.
Yeah, and he's cross-eyed. Right. He's just a mess.
But, like, my anxiety has sort of... The other day it got real when it was like, okay, fuck, oh, the stores are so crazy and I don't want to get out and expose myself or, you know... Mm-hmm. And then, so I was like, okay, Amazon delivery. And that for the last 4 days, there's no delivery. Like, you can't get...
There's nothing to... Yeah, you can't find anything online to get.
And that, I think, you know, our whole... And I always try to, like, come to a place of understanding. Whatever it is that we're going through, whatever crisis or whatever, whether it's, you know, nationally or personally or, you know, now globally, is like, what I can learn from this or whatever. Like, I'm learning a great deal of compassion right now.
Yeah.
For people and situations that I've always had compassion for, but that you've watched from afar and that you never really understood just how scary it is to suddenly go to the store and the store doesn't have the thing that you need.
Right.
And how that has happened, not just in this pandemic, but all over the world in so many different scenarios. Like, it, I think, has opened... particularly Americans' eyes, we've never had something like this happen to us in particular. And we, because of that, I think have become a very jaded nation of people who think that somehow we're protected on the borders from something like this ever happening. And now this is just what it is.
Well, and that's also hurting, you know, flattening the curve, because people are not taking it seriously. If I hear one more, this is a conspiracy theory and the government's making this, you know, this much harder. God. And it's all, you know, the flu kills more people than that, which is true. It absolutely does. That's not the point. And you know,
and I will be quite honest. I was saying those things, I wasn't saying it was a conspiracy.
No, we talked about it. Yeah.
I remember even my mom, when she a couple weeks ago, I was flying to Pennsylvania and to New York, and my mom was like, you've got to Lysol everything, and you've got it. And I was like, oh my God, Mom, you're being, you know. And I thought, you know, yes, she was being cautionary, and I've listened to her, you know, I Lysoled everything into stuff, but I didn't, And I think that's where all of us were 2 weeks ago, is that it didn't, it wasn't, oh, look, there's a plane. One plane is flying overhead right now with all of the people in the U.S. flying on.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I think I didn't take it as seriously at that point.
I don't, and nobody did.
And now it's, yeah, it's, you know, I realized that, like, she wasn't being, you know, ridiculous.
Well, I think what people are missing.
Your mom, you were right.
Yeah, yo, Janice.
Not only did I say it to you, I've said it publicly on a podcast.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, she's been sending me good things too. Your mom.
My mom.
The kid, yeah, for the kids to do.
Jody, I don't always like washing my hair. That's my confession today.
I never like washing my hair. That's my confession for today.
But, you know, I actually knew that about you. I also know that we both really like to act like our hair looks good and make it kind of look good. Wait, you know.
So are you saying that I'm acting when my hair looks good?
No. I mean, it's it's fine. It's fine.
Okay. Okay. But it could be better. It could be better.
All I'm saying is that sometimes you need an instant refresh. And when you need that, you just have to get Batiste Foam.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome. It's this new waterless cleansing foam that gently moisturizes normal or dry hair, and it leaves you feeling and smelling fresh in less than 60 seconds.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it's just one dollop, and it gives your hair a rejuvenating refresh. It's Batiste Foam, and it's for you to be refreshed with. So when you don't wash your hair on those non-wash days, then, you know, you just get to throw that in there. It is the newest addition to my no-washing-my-hair routine, which I always like to have. You know, instead of absorbing oil and adding body like dry shampoo, Batiste Foam gently moisturizes normal or dry hair, leaves it smelling delicious and feeling soft, and it's just one dollop of Batiste Foam, and then your hair is all set and refreshed in 60 seconds.
Oh, I can't wait to smell your head on a non-wash day.
You know, I don't know that that's something that you need to do, but you definitely need to try Batiste Foam.
This is the thing people, I think, are not reading enough in, and I, you know, research by nature, like I go all through like the science of it all. And the issue isn't necessarily.
Is that before or after you drink four Clamatos?
Oh, I was researching drunk researchers, the best research. What are you talking about?
Got it.
Yeah, it was good. I think I switched over to tomato juice at one point. I don't remember. I was drunk. Anyway, the research and the science that backs it is, you know, it's not so much that it's going to kill everybody necessarily. It's going to kill a lot of people, which is very scary, obviously. But it's trying to get in front of this virus, which we are not in front of it. And nobody is. And that there's no real way to help people necessarily. And that our healthcare system isn't
so
built
basically
for it.
So basically, we are
like
all behind COVID-19 in this conga line of hell.
Yes. So
okay, got
drink
it.
Up some picante clipato.
Oh this is because that's all I'm going to hear from you now. You're just going to get picante clipato.
Yeah. Wait. Back to the kids for a second. The meme that was killing me was, you know, everyone like setting the schedule.
I feel like we need to put a moratorium though on killing me. I think.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. Okay. Sorry. It was making me more drunk. It was the one that had like the schedule for the kids, you know,
and right,
was, like,
right, right.
And reading
right.
this, whatever. And then somebody posted one that was like iPad, bedtime. And then it was like bedtime for the kids that didn't fight.
Right.
Like,
yeah. Know, yeah
like,
right.
That one got, it was like, that's pretty much where I'm going to be.
I liked
house.
That bedtime for the kids that didn't fight.
I did
fight,
too.
Though.
I laughed my butt off and I showed
I
it
mean,
to somebody.
I laughed and I was like, no one's listening to bedtime. No one's not fighting. That's then no one. Yeah, then
yeah,
that's
they're all
it.
Going
then
to bed.
We're all
at
going
eight.
To bed at noon.
Yeah.
If
you know gonna... what? I showed that one to somebody who wasn't a parent because I was cracking up, and he's like, "Yeah, you have to be a parent. So I don't get it." Like I was like, "Oh right,"
or
like,
at least around like. Kids.
Yeah,
right.
You don't know what it's like at the end of a night when they're just like, like they just become crazy monkeys, and I can't contain them. I know. I'm not
speaking of crazy monkeys. Did you see that? I posted this video.
I saw it.
Of these, and,
the Costco
I mean,
thing.
But how insane was that?
Uh-huh.
The something you never think of is that the monkeys who depend on the tourists in Thailand to feed them
yep.
have overrun this town and are aggressive and going crazy because there's no tourists to feed them. There. So all of these monkeys, one of them got a banana and there was like 50 of them that just piled on and it was crazy. And I realized watching it that it looked like the video of people in line at Costco fighting over toilet paper and that we have really not evolved at all. We are just fucking wild monkeys, the lot of us.
Yeah. No, the toilet paper situation. So I took the kids to Target. What was that? Friday morning.
I
gotta say,
I went to Target like last week. I fucking wish I would have stocked up on something.
Okay, so.
I'm like, I don't need it. I'm gonna bring it home. But I did get some lovely fake plants. So those took over my garage. That'll help.
You can use those to wipe your butt later on.
You know? I'm glad you thought about that. That's an excellent point.
Oh, I'm looking at everything as, can I wipe my butt with that? It's my
go-to. Was that before or after you were drunk?
Oh, just all the time. It doesn't matter. I'm just trying to figure it out. If I run out of toilet paper, what else can I use to wipe my tushy?
If I find you here rubbing your butt on my carpet, I'm going to be so upset.
I'm just going to scoot across your lawn. That's all you're going to find me. It'll be fine. I went to Target on Friday. And I will say, I've been stocking up.
All I can picture you now
is scooting across the lawn. 100% going to do that. You know I am. And I'll videotape it and send it to you when you're just least expecting it.
Yeah. I don't know that there's ever a time I'm expecting that. So I think pretty much any time you hit me with it,
I disagree.
Least
I think for me at this point, you do sort of expect me to do those things.
A little bit. I mean, sometimes you shock even me.
I have shown up with no pants on. I have texted you pictures of my butt before. Like come on.
Wait.
Now.
Was that you in the meme you sent yesterday?
Of course, that was at my actual butthole that I managed to fart and make an app. Yes, no, of course that was me.
Okay.
No. I'm not gone there yet. So anyway, I took the kids to Target Friday morning. I didn't actually need very much. I just needed like things that I usually need because I had been stocked up for a couple weeks. And
there are no more things that you usually need.
I mean, it was so weird. But I had the kids, so they opened at 8. There was a line a block long that we stood in the rain and to get like shampoo, you know, like I was like, I don't really need anything. But of course, while I was there, I was like, well, I guess I should probably get some toilet paper.
Right.
I will say having the two of them with me was
great. Did you
just
throw Lulu into the pile?
They could just duck and weave while
Lulu,
the grown-ups
go in,
were all like, get it. And Harper and her had like bags and they managed to get under
and
people
and also if you
get
send
stuff.
The children in, you feel like people might not attack them for the paper.
I think, well, people were definitely giving them a wider berth than anybody else in the store.
Just tell them to just be like, go cough.
But because they could be carriers.
I'm kidding.
That's horrible. They were staying
away
from
them. Gave me the look like,
yeah, we're cutting that out, asshole. Yeah. It was crazy. Like, you know, produce and stuff like that was relatively fine. Although I think I told you guys before we started that there was one store I went to that they were there was just no onions. I was like, what the fuck are people doing with onions? Are you like rubbing your body in onions? What's happening? Like they were just out of onions. Which is bizarre. And almost no garlic.
But I feel like onions,
vampires?
Garlic, a lot of stuff. Like, that's things that you can use to cook. And if you're going to cook and freeze it and put it away, people might be stockpiling chili and shit like that. I don't know.
I guess so.
I have some meat and some pasta and some sauce and some things. Like, I got super basic shit because I know after
so many snacks.
After now becoming, you know, a homeschool teacher, that cooking at the end of the day, I'm not exactly going to want to do.
That's the thing that terrifies me the most, because here's a little known fact. I'm not that smart. I should not be educating anybody in anything at all. So what am I, how,
you
my kids are just
realize
be,
you're saying that on a podcast where people listen to you because
they
think that you might,
really
no, that people listen. Don't listen to us because they think we know anything.
No, that's dumb. I also have a master's degree, but that's okay.
Cut your legs off or whatever they say. I don't. You know what I mean?
Cut my legs off despite my body? What the fuck? What was that?
I meant like don't. Wait. What? Wait till you hear what I meant to say. I meant to say. Oh my god. That's it. It's happening.
Nobody's listening anymore.
What I meant to say was don't sell yourself short.
What? Oh my god, we
don't
got everybody
cut your
laughing.
Legs off because
it
would make
me
shorter. Oh my god.
And I'm the drunk one. Fine. That's... Wow. I don't know what to say.
Don't cut your legs
off. Don't cut my legs off. I'll work on that, Sweden. Damn it. And I was gonna. It's just because you want to freeze them and eat them later. Like, what? Alive. Yeah, when we run out of food.
Oh. Boink. That took a turn.
As opposed to what? What was I going to say? Crap, I don't know. This is all.
You were I don't even know what happened.
Oh, I said I wasn't very smart. I'm not.
That. I wonder if people are going to like this episode or if everyone's just going to be so panic stricken that it won't matter how shitty it is. What do you think?
I think people are going to listen to a lot more podcasts, honestly, because you're going to get sick of watching TV and all the shows
are out of production.
You're stuck with us, people.
Yeah.
Picante. I'm sorry. I am smart in a lot of things. Math is one of them, homeschooling stuff. Yeah,
I'm sure there are a lot. Now, by the time this airs, we all will have been doing it for about 2 weeks.
A week, right?
Or so. Yeah. So for those of you that are in the middle, we are recording this at the outset of the homeschooling and all that. So by the time you guys listen to this, you will be in the thick of it. We are praying for you.
Yes. Pray for us.
Lighting candles.
Pray for our children.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
I don't know.
This is not an easy time, and it's not an easy time for kids. I think there are probably a lot of kids that are... Mine seem to be pretty okay so far,
Mine were terrified. I kept them home on Friday because they were having such anxiety that they really didn't want to go. They were dressed and in the car and crying.
Oh,
and
God.
Begging me not to go.
Oh, mine were begging me to go. Please, I don't want... I don't know what that says about me.
Mine like me more than yours like you.
Wow, that's sad. No, mine wanted to go, but I'm dealing with also the disappointment right now on their end. Bee's dance got canceled. Her book fair got canceled. Zoe's events, her sixth grade outdoor camp, sleepaway camp got canceled. Yeah. Like, they're, and I, of course, I understand, that's not... the focus and the priority. Right. But I know...
But to kids, that's everything. Get it.
And I know as parents, I know I'm heartbroken over... Like, that makes me sad because there's nothing worse than feeling like you are not in control of making your kids okay and being able to do... And, this is the most powerless, helpless feeling of, and trying to explain that to them while also not being like, I have no power. I don't know what's going on right now. And you're like, that might not be the most comforting thing to tell you, but... I did say to my
kids, when they came home on Thursday after I'd been in stores all day and people were freaking out and there was not a lot of things in stores and that really got me. And I had a panic attack.
I'm drinking this really loudly into the microphone.
I can hear it over here. I don't know.
Sorry.
People are going to think it's me because I'm
sorry,
drunk.
Sorry, guys. I was really thirsty.
It was her. I had a full-blown panic attack on Thursday night, but I did say to my kids when they came home, I said, listen, go easy on me tonight because what's happening outside is something that I've never experienced and I don't know what to say. And they still were kind of assholes and biting and poking each other. And I was like, God damn it, I should have been Target. But then the next morning when I took them to Target and they saw that shelves were empty and they saw grownups acting that way and freaking out, all of a sudden it set in that this is a big fucking deal. Like, I don't think they could totally wrap their heads around it, but they all of a sudden were okay, mom, they just wanted to listen to me because they realized that something in the chain of control of adults is out of whack.
Right. And that's scary for kids. It's scary for adults.
It is.
I mean, we're looking to our government for some sort of reassurance.
Are we
going to
talk about that? Let's not.
But I think we can all kind of agree that we're not exactly finding comfort and leadership in our government right now.
You know who is my hero though? Fucking Nancy Pelosi. Love of God, thank God for Nancy Pelosi.
Right.
I'm just going to say
that.
But
she's also 80.
I know,
She's
in her 70s. But without her right now, we would be in a much different fucking place.
But I think it's, as adults, we look to our leaders and stuff to find some sort of comfort or feeling like things are going, and there's not.
No.
And so it's a scary time for us because we don't have anything to lean on to give to our kids or to our families as far as feeling like we're going to be okay. And I think, you know, our generation is probably really worried about our parents.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, well, they're the ones being hardest hit during this. And so I know that's my first thought is like, okay, you know, chances are if I get it, I'll be okay. You never know that, you know, how something can hit you, but chances are I'll be okay. But my parents are, you know, old. My dad's in his 80s.
I know, you're,
my mom's in her 70s. Your dad has
heart stuff. And
yeah, it's scary. And so I think that's that out of control feeling for our kids, for our parents, for, you know, for ourselves.
Yeah.
It just feels like a very out of control time right now.
Well, I mean, and I've got friends that have really serious asthma. And this really can hit them. And that's something that, you know, definitely worries me. And then, you know, we've got friends that have kids with cancer.
Yeah.
And that really worries me. I mean, those are the things that I think people, when they're like, I don't know about this whole social distancing thing and blah, blah, blah. Like, that's the stuff that I really, you know, I wish people would be more considerate about that. It's not that big a deal to self-isolate and do some social distancing right now. And the sooner we all do that and everybody stops being like, this isn't such a big deal and the flu kills more people,
right,
the faster we will flatten the curve and the faster this will be the fuck over.
Right.
Please, but I think look at Italy and see what happened there.
Right. But I think in very much the same way that this has taken so long and it took so long in Italy and China and all that, humans are not ones to make preemptive decisions. We don't usually make decisions. That's, you know, why we have governments and all that stuff. But our own behavior is usually like, it's dictated by emergency for most of us.
Yes, it is.
You know what I mean?
Well, also,
and so I think for those, for people that are like, oh, I'm not sick or I'm not, they don't think it's as imperative. But what they're finding out now is that unlike the flu, which tends to be symptomatic within 24 to 48 hours, this is actually like a week, about a week of asymptomatic carrying. So you can have it for about a week before you even show signs, and you can be shedding the virus in that time, even though you're not sick yet. Even though, you're, I mean, technically,
you're sick, yes, but you don't know it.
But you don't know it. And so, by the way, I have disappointing news. Idris Elba has, had tested positive for coronavirus. I meant to tell you because I know you love
him. I do love him. How's he doing?
I don't
love him
so much. I haven't called him. I don't know.
Why not? Call him up.
Yeah.
You don't know him?
I don't know.
We have something I have to talk to you. We'll talk about in the next episode about something that happened that I don't even know that we're friends anymore because it happened and you didn't tell me. But we'll talk about it later. It'll be the next episode. But this I will...
I also met Sir Patrick's...
That's what I was going to talk to you about. Okay. God damn it. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
This is... What you said makes complete sense, and I think that's where people are missing
it. I made complete sense.
Something in this episode makes sense.
Right, yeah. Well, yep, that's never not going to be weird.
It's so funny. I'm going
to
use
it. I pictured it in my head, though. The person going from tall to short. And don't cut your legs short.
With a machete or... Anyway. I'm going to make a blanket statement here and everyone's going to be, you can be mad about it, but it's honestly true. Americans don't like to be told what to do.
I resent you telling me that.
But we're not used to it.
It's true. Well, human beings are, in a sense, pretty individual people. We look out for ourselves. We take care of, whatever. As a society, certain cultures are more independent and isolative than others, and I think Americans in particular tend to be not isolative, but like what I want is more important than the group.
Yeah,
and other communities and countries tend to be a little more like group focused, rather as opposed to a lot of Asian countries tend to be more concerned about respect for the everyone else as opposed to yourself, which I think is why. You know, like South Korea has actually been, you know, with the numbers of testing and all of that kind of stuff and people willing to protect the group.
Right.
I think it's a little bit easier. Yeah. Americans, we don't like to be told what to do at all.
Yeah. And the good of the many outweighs the good of the one, to quote Star Trek. But, you know, I mean, I look at Israel a lot because I grew up, you know, going back and forth to Israel. And it's like when you're in Israel, when something's going down and the government's like, this is going down and this is what's going to change and everyone's going to do this right now. Everyone fucking does it.
Right.
Like, you don't question it. And that's in part because Israel is built where it is and the way that they had to build their society, and they have a professional army, and that's just what you do and how you grow up.
But that's the thing is, when any emergency happens on U.S. soil, whether it's a terrorist attack or, you know, something like that, we're not used to having it happen here. Yeah. We somehow think that we're insulated from, like, from wars, you know what I mean? Like, stuff like that. And we're not. And I think,
I was downtown for 9/11. And when, you know, the city changed so drastically overnight during 9/11, it was crazy. And I think in a weird way, that's like prepared me for this in a strange way. Like, as scary as it is, when I lived in New York, the atmosphere that's happening in LA right now is very similar to what it was then. You barely went out. You know, they weren't sure what was going to go down next. Everything's shut down. Like, it was terrifying.
Yeah.
And I volunteered at Ground Zero the day after it happened. And it was like with the Red Cross. And it was a lot to see people that way. And it also was the first time that I ever had any interaction with our military, because they were running everything down there. And just the amount of work that they do and how much respect I have for them and for law enforcement.
Right.
And, you know, and I know we're gonna wrap up in a couple seconds, but I will say this. Every time I go out, and I'd encourage people, when you have to be out and only go out when you have to be out, at grocery stores, I've been taking the time to thank the people that work there.
Yeah.
The cashiers, they're getting yelled at. They are constantly being kind of pushed around and bullied.
Yeah.
One woman told me at the grocery store when I was there yesterday, she got there at 6 a.m. like she always does. They open at 8. There was a 2-block line, and people were yelling at them to open up the store. She said she got in and she started crying because she felt so overwhelmed. And meanwhile, they're the ones that have to handle money, which is the dirtiest fucking thing that you can touch. And people are walking by them. They're getting, you know, breathed on. Right. And elderly people also work there and are going to work, even though they're the most at risk, because they can't afford not to.
Right.
So I hope everyone can just take a minute to be kind and thank people that have to be at their jobs. We're very lucky.
Yeah.
I work from home. You know, right now you're working from home. When you go out, you go out. You know, we have the podcast. Thank God. You know, I think that people that have to be out there on the front lines for us, delivery people, all the, you know, mail workers, I mean, everything, just take a minute and thank people, because this is scary for everybody.
Yeah. And we want to thank you guys for joining us. There will be lots of time to listen to this fabulous podcast, it seems, in the next coming weeks.
Get some picante quebato.
Yes. And make sure you don't cut your legs off. Thank you so much for joining us today. We will be back next week
with a second part of
whatever the hell this was. But if you want to get in touch with us, share your stories of how you're surviving the terrible COVID-19 pandemic, the homeschooling, the never thought I'd say this moments, the
oh how my drunk God, you are.
Yes.
Any cocktail recipes you'd like to send me?
Yeah, any of it.
I'm on.
Please find us on Instagram at Never Thought I'd Say This. At Facebook is also at Never Thought I'd Say This. And email is at Never Thought I.
Not at, it's just Never Thought I'd.
Fuck. But you were so close. I was so on a roll.
You were, but you were.
Anyway, our email is neverthoughtid@protonmail.com.
There you go.
Ta-da.
Ta-da.
All right, thanks you guys, and remember, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids.
Never Thought I'd Say This is a co-production by Audioboom and Main Event Media.